Where am I? Neighbor? I'm in your house? In your guest room? What? You've been taking care of me ever since I got out of the hospital? I'm so sorry. This is my fault. All my fault. I shouldn't have ever left you. I don't know why I couldn't tell you loved me. Not only did this job offer make me decide to leave you and this wonderful town behind, but I also got seriously hurt. I can't even walk. Not only that, but you've also been forced to take care of me. I can't tell how sorry I am for what I put you through. When I left and I saw you look up and you were sobbing, every tear you shed felt like a knife to the heart. I broke your heart and I had never felt so low. I should have just turned right around. I love this town and you've given me so much happiness. Even then, I tried to move away. I just really thought I needed this job and put that over you, and I'm very sorry. Do you forgive me? I don't have to apologize or tell you what happened. I have to. You deserve to know, because I love you so much. I drove away with my last sight of you, with your tear-stained face full of sorrow. I did not get very far from here. I got to that big gas station near the shop center. I was at that stoplight and it was green, so I drove. I got about halfway across the intersection when I saw it. A big pickup truck coming from the left. Its light was red, but it was coming fast. I couldn't see that the driver was drunk. I screamed as he T-boned me. My car was slammed into the median. The front bumper of my car directly hit it. I saw the windshield break and the glass entered the car and landed on my chest. I was in so much pain. I felt a metal crunch on my bones break as I lay there in that tall car. I began to cry my eyes out. Not because of my pain, but all I could think about was you. What I did to you, and what learning this happened to me would do to you and everyone else made me break down. A shard of glass had pierced my hand, but there was something else in my hand. The picture in my pocket. The picture in my pocket of us at the last picnic we had together. You looked so happy, and so did I. The last thing I remember before it all went black was I reached up as if trying to touch the sky and ask you to forgive me. For 3 days now, I've been in your house, completely dependent on you. It was as if that wreck was God's way of saying, "You stupid girl, what are you doing leaving him?" I was stupid. Because you're everything I ever wanted in a man. You've been taking care of me because you love me? I know you love me, idiot. I'm going to hold you close and never let you go. I've hated myself for even thinking about leaving you. The fact that you're taking care of me like this is making me wet, baby. Fuck me, please. I mean it. I want you to fuck me. I know you want to. I know you like my body and find me sexy. Undress me. Let me show you my body. Yeah, it's red or beat up. Marked from the seat belt into glass. It's your turn. I'm going to undress you. Oh my. Now I really want you inside me. Please make love to me. I'm your woman. My heart belongs to you, so take my pussy. Yes, get on top of me. Kiss me some more. You're fondling my breasts. Playing with my body. Toying with me. Let me spread my legs for you, so we have better access. No, don't tease me for your cock. I'm already wet as I can be. Don't rub it up and down my slit. I know I'm still recovering, but I need your cock, please. It's so big inside my little pussy. Give me a second. I'm just so tired. You're kissing my neck. Rubbing my thighs. Telling me how much you love me. I love you. I'm going to hold you in my embrace. So I'm in better position to be fucked. I'm ready. I'm so ready to be fucked. You fit me so perfectly. Like, this was meant to be. As if my pussy was created specifically for your cock. Feeling your thrust deep inside me. But gently, it feels so good. You're being so careful. You're nuzzling against my neck and rubbing my breasts. You're perfect. I never thought this could ever be. You're making love to me, kissing me like this. When I got into the car, thought I'd never see you again. Why did I grip your shoulders? I want you to fuck me harder. Take me. To spread me open. Fuck me harder. Please palm my pussy, daddy. Did I just call you daddy? That slipped out. I didn't mean to say that, I swear. I'm going to wrap my legs around you and never let go. Oh, fuck. I'm so tight and wet. I'm clenching around you. I can't control my body anymore. I can hear you moaning too. Are you close? Fuck. I'm going to come. I'm going to come with you inside me. Please, please come with me. Fill me up. Creep by me. Give me your hot cum. I need your cum. Give it to me. Make it hot and sticky. Just do it. Just do it. I'm coming. We came at the same time. It feels so good. Don't stop pumping inside me. I love you. I fucking love you more than I need to breathe. I've never come like that before. So much of this is new to me. You're hugging me so tight. Careful. You truly love me. That means everything, especially after I tried to abandon you. I won't ever do it again, I promise. I'll always be by your side. Be your woman. My heart, my soul, and my wet pussy is yours to the end of time. Where are you going? Don't leave me. Please cuddle me until I fall asleep. Stroke my hair. Remind me of how important I am to you. Yes, I'm blushing. It's embarrassing to be taken care of like this, but I'm so happy that I don't really care. Thank you for today and the wonderful future that lies ahead.